That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and how is everybody at this last Sunday in February? Next Sunday's our last, but here we are in February, and we are in snow. I'm in New Hampshire. We have about, maybe at least a foot, and I don't know how much Texas has, but I think it's pretty close. I understand there's snow all across the country, and I'm mentioning that because we're in such area of change, but it's not what the people are saying. We are in an ice age, even though we're in climate change. Yes, we are, but we're not in global warming. We're in global cooling. And I've been saying this for 2 years, and not too many people have listened. So I decided that I was going to start a new blog on my website March 1st. And the name of it is Prophecies for Today. And I'm going to start talking about what is coming from my knowledge. And some people wonder what that is, but prophecy is a word that has many meanings. But in its normal understanding, it means knowledge of the free future. And that is how God will act in the future, how man will use his free will in the future, and the events resulting from both. It is in this scene that the word is used in my writings, the free future, because we have free will. So however we react to the energies that are brought forth, create our reality, create our future. How you think is what happens, and how you respond is what happens. And of course, we're here to learn, and we're here to build character, And in building character, we build faith. And in building faith, we build our freedom and our future. And this is a call-in show, and I wanted people to call in to at least ask about what they were going through in their changes and perhaps needed a direction. So I just want to give you the number for the call-in. Give me 1 second here, sorry. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. So we all understand that astrology, and you all understand that where the planets are is what brings in the energies. And we are better placed in 2021 than we were in 2020. The planetary positions are more benign in 2021. And the positive trances that are coming will help you regain any lost ground of 2020. So Jupiter has finally left its position of debilitation and moved into Aquarius, which is expansive. It's an air sign. And so I think if you do more meditation and start visualizing what you'd like in the future, things are going to start to move in a positive direction for you. And I'm pretty sure that that's what's coming. On my website, starting March 1st, there will be a blog column that you'll be able to read, Prophecy Today. And I do have a call-in. Her name is Heidi Fiedler, and she's from PA. Hello, Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Where were you in Pennsylvania?
I'm near Reading.
You're near Reading. Do you have snow?
Yeah, we have a fair amount of snow, and I understand that you do too in Texas, right?
I'm not in Texas, thank goodness.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in Texas. I moved out of Texas in May, and I came up to New Hampshire, so we definitely have snow. But it's not the same when you have snow all the time. I mean, the people around here are wonderful. Nobody's afraid of snow. We have four-wheel drive, and we have insulated housing, and so we're good. What is your question tonight, Heidi?
I had a question about walk-in souls.
Okay. What is that question?
I was told that that's the case for me. That's happened somewhat recently, and I was just calling to get more information on that.
And your birthday is May 25th.
Yes.
Did you have an out-of-body experience?
No, but I went through a really traumatic experience in 2019.
Yeah, so did I. Okay. Did you feel that you went into higher states?
I feel like I've changed quite a bit. And people that I've been connected to, I'm not connected to at all, especially from, people close, like in the family and other friends and that.
So you're going through awareness and you're going through disentanglement, which is very good, because the people that are negative to us and want to tell us who to be and how to be it, we have to release. And the people that we don't feel trust for, we have to release. And yes, a lot of people are going to be changing their family and their friends. A walk-in soul is something that you know about as you're having the experience. This is what I believe. And you're usually told by the higher energies that the walk-in soul has come. And what happens is both souls agree while you're here and in your body pain, your emotional pain, to have a switch, because usually the light worker has given up and doesn't want to stay on the planet anymore. So the other soul comes down and switches. And the walk-in soul has to complete the karma of the soul that it takes the place of. And that takes up to 7 years. And then the knowledge comes in and the walk-in starts to teach. That's how it works.
Okay. Oh, that's fascinating.
It is. And if you work your chakras and develop a meditation practice, that's going to help you go faster and grow more and expand. And this is the year of expansion. And when I say expansion, I'm talking about your spiritual connections and your spiritual awareness. And I also would suggest that you start to study with somebody, a good teacher, and you start to learn the new spiritual chakras, because that will help move you along. I became a walk-in in a car accident that I had around 1982, 83. I was hit by a drunken driver head-on with my children in the car, and it was very difficult. I did write a book called Unlimited Realities, and I described it. So you might want to read that book to see if it matches what happened to you. And you're saying that you had emotional trauma.
Yes.
So, and what was that, may I ask?
It was related to... How can I describe it? The loss of like an ancestral property that I had a strong connection to.
So you lost some property.
Yeah, it's somewhat complicated, but it was it's connected into multiple past lives that I've had, and it was ancestral, like a burial ground. And, I went into mourning over that quite a bit. And,
well, I see that you do, but let me tell you why you lost it. May I do that?
Sure.
You lost it because of what was going on with you, with the people that had been buried on the property. And some of it was very negative. And you were being pulled down. So the property was taken so that you could purge it from your timeline and come to higher states. Can you understand that?
Oh, I feel that. Yes, as you're describing it, I feel that that's absolutely true.
Yes, because when we lose something like that, when something like that is taken from us, then it doesn't. We have to mourn it, but it's not really a loss, it's a gain. And I do not think you're a walk-in, by the way. I hope that's okay with you. I think that you are being prepared to start receiving higher energies. I don't think you're a walk-in as yet, but that doesn't mean that that's not going to come, because I will tell you that you've had a channel open through your chakras, and you're opening your eighth chakra now. And as that fills with light, the entity could come to guide you. A higher teacher, a higher master soul could come. I don't think they're here yet. I do think you have some more karma to complete. And,
okay.
And
oh, that's...
usually you're tested as to whether the soul can host you or not. But what did happen is you have something different, and the old negative part of you has left your body, and you are just about clear of it. It's taken you this long, and you will be clear of it on the spring equinox. You'll see a huge change at that point. And I do feel that you'll start receiving information from the universe and that you'll start growing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, thank you very much for that. I'm doing the Merkaba meditation now. I'm working into the fifth dimension with that.
The Merkaba?
Yes.
Who teaches it?
Maureen St. Germain.
Okay. That's limited, I'm going to tell you. Go ahead and study it, Heidi, and it will help you awaken, and it will help you work on things that you need to work on. But there are higher things that you could do once you finish this process. And that's what I meant when I said, okay, I don't think you're a walk-in yet. I do respect the Merkaba and the Saint Germain people, but I do know that there's more beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Your true awakening is going to bring you the ability to create for yourself, and it's going to give you the ability to become the person you've always wanted to be. This is true ascension. You're awakening to the fact that what you've been doing on this planet so far isn't working for you. It isn't opening you. It isn't touching you. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, before you had the experience. But it's time to loosen the ties. You're going to be on a roller coaster ride for a few years. And then when you get to the top, you're going to go down the roller coaster. Don't forget to hold your breath, because that all happened to me. I had to go through all of that. And it's amazing. Wow. It's really neat, though, the way it works. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of changes for you, a lot of challenges. But this is a part of your great awakening. And the challenges that you've been going through have really made you face the fact that you're two people. You're the earth person, and you're also your higher self. They're giving me a mantra for you. Will you write it down?
Yes.
Okay. It goes like this. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know how I serve.
Okay.
And the question I'd like you to ask yourself every day when you get up is, where do you want me to be, Lord? Where do you want me to be? Your will is my will. Put me in my right place. And you're going to see big changes by the time you get to your birthday.
Oh, great.
Are you wanting to work with people? Have you studied any kind of energy work?
I have. I do Akashic Records, and a tremendous amount of energy has been coming.
Can't do Akashic Records. You can't tell me that. Sorry. You do awareness to people about their past lives? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, and healing. I do healing work, too.
Healing work is good. Healing work is good, and healing work does involve past lives.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps you're using the word Akashic Records differently from what I know them to be. And that doesn't really work on people until you're at the ninth chakra. It's a good buzzword. It's a good word to get clients, because they all don't understand. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, Heidi, but I'm just telling you what I know.
Sure.
Okay. When you do readings, sometimes you can work with the past and sometimes you can work with the future. Do you bring in messages from the departed?
Occasionally. I work through the heart, with my heart to their heart, and I work with a lot of people who've had trauma. Uh-huh.
You loosen that up. Yeah, that's good. And that's working with what's called present life regression.
Okay.
Present life regression is when on this lifetime the soul has had an imprint of negativity and you help them go through it with a different focus, which is forgiveness, light, and understanding, so that they mm-hmm. can let go of their negative reaction to it.
Yep, and that's exactly
that's something. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you're being trained. You are being trained, and I think that's wonderful. I really do. So
you
have to keep up the good work. You're doing well. I would like you to learn about the new heart center, which is the center of the blessed higher self body, which is standing on your shoulders right now. And it's called the 10th chakra. Do you know about my book, The New Chakras, The New Spiritual Chakras?
No, I don't, but I can go
you
on your website.
You get it on Amazon, because you'll get to your house real fast, and you will love it, and I hope you'll keep in touch.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for calling, Heidi. Thank you for calling Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're talking about prophecy today, and we're also talking about healing and awareness and how deep you can go for yourself and for others. This is true ascension work. We are awakening to the fact that we have been doing something quite not centered with the light. Now we're all getting centered with the light, and we are going to go way beyond our dreams. But right now, we have to take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of February 22nd through February 28th. 2021. This is the week for a consolidation of power. Mercury has moved forward, and the outcome of last week's power struggles will take further root as a new order sets about establishing and strengthening itself. At the same time, there's a sense of relief that this craziness and waste of time battle is over, and now life can begin to get back to normal. Maybe. The moon moves into Cancer on Monday and Tuesday. It's perfect for healthy eating and spending time with people who are in your inner circle. Wednesday brings a Mars trine Pluto aspect in the earthy, loving signs of Taurus and Capricorn. Take action to release anything that gets in the way of manifesting your needs and desires, and that includes attitudes, beliefs, and behavior. Trines create harmony and help the life process flow smoothly. This is a relatively strong energy that embraces the positive side of transformational change by creating the promise of a hopeful, stable future ruled by supposedly competent people. At least if you fall in line and play their game. This is not a good week for those who get in their own way, however. From Wednesday to Friday, the Leo moon creates a T-square between a pileup of planets in Taurus and Aquarius, creating a divide between the group leader and the individual. Those who attract attention to themselves and stand out too much may feel like the tall sunflower slated to be cut down. It's better to keep a low profile and work temporarily behind the scenes until your plans can be organized and firmly arranged, and that'll begin for you next week once Mercury has moved forward and is flowing again. The Virgo Pisces full moon on Friday, February 26th is the moon where you cleanse and purify, be it your body, home, pets, or inner spirit. Psychic Space Cadet Neptune is finishing up making a challenge to the spiritual destiny nodes of the moon, and that's been going on since October of 2020. Neptune dissolves your reality limits and then asks you to go beyond the veil of this tangible world to bring forth a new vision. Time to meditate, and meditate for quite length of time if you can. It's best to take time to meditate, to clear your internal and external clutter and help this higher vision come forth. Just know that this comes from the intuitive side into the analytical side for manifestation. So trust your inner knowing. Always trust your inner knowing. On Sunday, the moon continues to be in Virgo until the afternoon before sliding into social Libra. With Pluto in Capricorn and Mars in Taurus, a sense of cozy comfort takes hold. Stay quiet in the morning and get your to-do list completed. Then move into more of a social activity. This is the perfect time to work on home improvement projects or to have an old-fashioned Sunday dinner with roast beef or whatever and the entire family gathering around. Boy, it's been a while. That's always good. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was the weekly cosmic tip. And by the way, I put that out every Monday. If you would like to be on the mailing list, just go on my website and sign up, and you'll get your astrology report. Actually, it's really pretty accurate, and it just gives you the energies of the week so that you can prepare for whatever you need to. Many, many people do like it. Tonight, we're talking about what we're going through in the next few years, and I'm going to be starting a blog called Prophecy Today, and it's about like the next 6 months, and I am taking call-ins because a lot of people are going through growth, and they're being tilted over to a new light and a new reality. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I have called this year, 2021, the year of expansion and the year of critical choice. And it really, really is. So the question is, do we continue the fighting and the destructive demonstrations, or can we bring all of this tension and anger up a notch or two? Can we bring it up to a higher purpose? Can we begin to create an amazing world, highlighting and showing our talents? Can we create an amazing species that we are and that we were meant to be from the beginning? We have certainly brought the vibration down a notch or two over these past 2 years. Luckily, our precious Earth is a planet of massive choices. That's why this year is the year of critical choice. You really can't hang on to the same old, or hang on to your materialism any longer. You have to open up this body, just like Heidi was talking about, and start to expand into a gentler, peaceful place. The darkness present on this planet is not on other planets, nor is it in other realms. That's why it's such a unique experience that we're going through. All through 2019, I warned you that something big was coming before we enter 2021. I even predicted this on Coast to Coast AM every New Year's when I was on, and I had said there was going to be a plague or something coming in December that would last about 18 months and then disappear. And I'm sure that that's the coronavirus. So we're coming to the second half and the lower stages of it. It is improving, especially with the vaccine. I said that we were entering the terrible 20s, and I got criticized for being negative. They wanted me to say that we're entering the years of transformation. But that's true, but they've been pretty terrible. And I want to address the snowstorms in Texas and the lack of warmth and heat and electricity there in several parts. It's very sad that that happened. Although I honor the fact that we need to handle the emissions and we need to improve our energy intake and output, we have to get the technology down. We have to get the technology right, and we're not there yet. We're just not there yet. And we are going to have less and less sunshine, so you people with your solar panels are going to have something additional. Maybe you should get a generator, because there's going to be a lot of times when we aren't going to have sun over the next few years. And this is scientific. You can go on any scientific astronomy website and read about it. The sun is in its minimum. But I want to know how you're doing. That's the most important thing. Are you physically prepared? Are you in tune with your inner being? Are you building up your meditations? And are you preparing for the changes that are coming? Because you do not have to be drawn into fear and panic at this present time. Realize that your strength is within you. And develop that and strengthen that. And do the breath exercises and do the meditations so that you can open up your channel and be given direction and prophecy yourself from the higher realms. And that will save you, because it always does. It's time to loosen the ties and remember your roller coaster rides many, many years ago. Remember how you'd go very slowly up to the top of that hill? And my father always taught me to do breath exercises going up the roller coaster. And when you got to the top, to take a deep breath and let it out slowly. So I think we're about at the top. We're going to have to take a deep breath and let it out slowly. The click, 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 clicks of the wheels of the roller coaster warned you to that you were approaching the top and you're about to topple down. Well, in 2021, we're going over the top. Take a deep breath, hold it as long as you can, and then let it out slowly. Laugh a bit. That's how to enjoy the ride. Then get right back in line again and get right back on the roller coaster again. That's what people would do. What I'm telling you is to work with your mind and get yourself into a place of peace and knowing. This tempo will allow you to go through these next few years like you're kayaking over a waterfall. Just know that no matter what happens after this point, you're not going to be surprised anymore. You're prepared for it from within, and you're okay. And you're never alone. Your guides are with you, and your angels are always with you. If I was sliding around the roller coaster seat, I'd trust and I'd know I wouldn't be thrown out into some strange place off the roller coaster. I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I am not afraid because I can get through this safely. I am safe. It's only change. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know how I serve. And we have another call coming in from Julie Gardner. She's from North Carolina. Hi, Julie. What a pretty name.
Yes. Hi, Miss Joyce. How are you?
I'm very fine. Where are you in North Carolina?
Greenville.
Oh, that's nice. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, given that everything is happening, all the turmoil going on in the world, and the way the presidency turned out, I was hoping President Trump would get it, you know, because I feel there's so much evil in the world, and Biden kind of scares me.
Yeah, it's going to be here for a while, and we're supposed to go through it.
I guess actually my question is, are we living in the end times, and when is Christ coming?
Well, I can answer the first question. I don't know about the second. Yes, I believe we are. I believe that January 1st was the first day of the end times. So that means in the next 3.5 years, we're going to have a lot of evil on the planet. We have to get through it somehow. I'm going to start writing about it on my blog on March 1st, Prophecy Today. And the Lord comes in the Lord's time. You don't know. I don't know. The angels don't know, but it's not going to be, I'm going to say it's going to be within this decade. I do believe it will be within this decade, if that helps you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that in the second of what?
I said I do believe it will be in this decade.
Oh, in this decade, gotcha.
Yes,
okay,
I feel it, and that's about the best I can do. But we just have to develop the new chakras, because that's going to strengthen you. And just trust. Go ahead.
What is the best thing one must do to prepare?
There's two things that you can do. The one thing is to play Ardas and to play High Ascension music. And I've worked with Richard Shulman for years, and his website is richheartmusic.com, R-I-C-H-H-E-A-R-T. Listen to that as much as you can and do your meditations. I have made two of them. I've made a health healing meditation that's on my website, and also the chakras and your body, because the chakras are the light wheels that the angels are going to see when they come down to help. And if they're all spinning and balanced, you're going to be fine. You will be protected. Things will happen around you, but they will not come and happen to you.
And who do I listen to?
Listen to as much Ascension music as you can. And ask to be lifted up and made aware. Ask for expansion. Spiritual expansion.
Yeah. How many spiritual guides do I have?
Everybody on this planet has two guides, a male and a female. Everybody. And then we have the angels, and they come in when called.
Do my spirit guides have a message for me?
I'm not doing that tonight, Julie, but
the spirit guides always
have a message for you. And if you get quiet, they're just saying you cannot get quiet. You need to get quiet. Really quiet.
Uh-huh.
Maybe as you're waking up in the morning, if you stretch your arms over your head and just stretch that spine straight, then take a deep breath and ask for a message and close your eyes and relax, you will get one. But you have to lay still and you have to be patient. Keep working at it and you'll start receiving the messages that you need. Besides, I think that you do anyway. Your birthday moon is coming up on the 27th of February, and that's a day you should really meditate. The full moon in Virgo, that's your birthday moon, Julie. And it's always opposite. It's always opposite. Pisces, it's in Pisces, and my birthday moon is in Virgo.
Yeah, so, I don't understand. See, my sun sign is Virgo, and I was thinking my moon was in Sagittarius, and my ascendant was Pisces.
I didn't say that. I said your moon birthday is coming up. The moon is in Virgo. The 27th of February, the moon is in Virgo. That's your birthday moon.
And so that's the day of meditation?
That's the day, that's the most powerful day for you this year. Mm-hmm. All Virgos on the 27th of February. And all Libras in March. March brings in Easter, and Easter is on the Libra full moon. I don't know if people know that, but that's how it works. And don't forget to smile and laugh through these changes. And realize, oh my God, this is it. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. I'm a part of the collective field that is going to bring the solution. I could have had this great opportunity. I have this great, we're all born under this great opportunity to bring love, peace, and harmony to the planet. This is it. We're going through it. Hold your breath.
Yeah. We're all of us are down here for this special time.
I know, and it's been predicted for eons. So yes. I think it's an honor to be here.
What can I do to help everything, help the world, help the people? What
love
can I do?
Love everything. Love everything. Pray for everybody. Pray for every single incident that happens and love it. How can I love it? No matter what happens to you, how can I love it? Because it all has a lesson behind it that's important.
Everything that happens, it happens for a reason. So is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, I am. And you're off to bigger and greater things. Keep your guard up. You know, do what you need to do. Wear your mask. Keep your cleanliness. And know that you're going to go through it. You're going to be a different person. You're going to be the mistress of love. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Joyce, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a station break because I have a wonderful song by my good friend Bobby Darin that I want you to listen to. So we'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies, but speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the mornings when we rise? Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend the line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Say it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war. Now, no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers, or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. I say let it fill the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And that was my friend Bobby Darin singing, Let Us Sing a Simple Song of Freedom. We've all been going through it in 2020 and 2021, and we've come here to go through it. We chose to live in this glorious time together, each in our own time and in our own way. And now is the time for you to take care of you. Quit looking at the negativity. Quit getting caught up in the arguments. And whatever you think doesn't have to be somebody else's thoughts. If you attract them, then you're going to just try to be right. And you're going to be in the mud pile with them. Loosen up everywhere. Stop fearing what's coming. Remember, everything happens for a reason. The spiritual lesson here is patience and humility. I want to give you some tips on managing your new vibration energy. Learn to enter the state of being, that quiet place where you are merging and receiving from your blessed higher self. Hold the new amber light within you, the heart center, the 10th chakra. Work with the two heart centers, the 4th chakra and the 10th chakra, and raise your vibration and create and manifest your desires, because they will come. You can learn to be the center of your reality quickly. Find something that's soft within and that feels good for you. Then soften yourself to open and receive. Discover your path and your soul gifts. Build up your inner power. Receive your new body and new story. Clear and strengthen your body vibration. There's many ways to do that. You can use my spray. You can drink my tea. The tea will really help your inner body get strong. Call on and work with your new fifth dimensional guides. Learn and focus with the higher vibration to heal yourself, heal others, to create and to merge with the golden light of the higher heart center. Drop your resistance and drop the past. Allow your power and inner control to create a breakthrough. Learn how to bring and attract in that which you desire. Apply the new spiritual chakras. We're doing a wonderful seminar in Sedona on the weekend of the spring equinox, and I'll have all the information for you next week. We're going to be experiencing the new chakras, and I'm going to be teaching it. Work with the magic of the circle of light, sending out new energy to help others, and accomplish clarity. And it's as good as it gets when you have clarity. There's a new affirmation for you. I'm satisfied where I am today. I am at peace. I am open and eager to receive what's coming next. And that helps. It's humbling to know that we can bring to ourselves and to each other unlimited realities. You can unite and you can apply your soul's alignment that will help the vibration of the consciousness of everyone. And this will take you very far. It can erase karma and it can unfetter your negative attachments. So I hope this has helped. And we have reached the end of our time on tonight's show. We do have a wonderful meditation coming. We're going to hear Water by William Vitalis, which is a wonderful song about how we're all one in this world. Then we'll have the guided meditation, Love, and Let Love Be Your Master. And we're going to go out with Ascension by Richard Schulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Please send me an email and tell me what's going on with you during this Ascension process. I'm always here and I'll always answer your emails. The website is new-visions.com. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. Please get ready for the meditation. I'm glad that you're with me, and good night.
Water, it's known by many names, the Moslem. Call it God, the Hindu, call it Pani, the Christian, call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water. So humble. if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Or dal, or I can call it Krishna, or Allah, or Jesus, or Jehovah, or Buddha, or I can call it love. But to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Keeping your spine straight, take a deep breath. Release the breath, take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. Closing your eyes, lean back and soak in the music of Richard Schulman and Ascension Harmonics. This piece is called Love. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love for love. I have grown sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I would be blown to next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself as a liar and a fool.
What is any one of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere. His massive resurrection is coming. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometimes love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me around and around like a Ferris wheel. I have no peace in this world or any other unless the lovers of God have fallen on me in a furious river of rippling energy. The love force has surrendered itself to love's command. Like milkweeds, they turn day and night, night and day, constantly turning and turning and crying out, reaching for more, expanding for more, filling my heart with more. Stay close to my heart, I pray. Stay close to my heart and to the one who knows your ways, your blessed higher self. Come into the shade of the tree that always has fresh flowers. Don't stroll idly through the bazaar or the perfume makers. Stay in the shop of the sugar seller. If you don't find true balance, anyone can deceive you. Anyone can trick out anything of straw and make you glad for taking it. Don't squat with a bowl before every boiling pot. In each pot on fire, you find very different things. Not all are sugar cans, not all have sugar, and not all emptiness winds up at a peak. Not all eyes possess vision, and not every sea is full of pearls. O nightingale with your voice of dark honey, go on lamenting. Only in your drunken ecstasy can pierce the rock's hard heart. Surrender yourself, and if you cannot be welcomed by a friend, know that you are rebelling inwardly like a thread, like a vibration that doesn't want to go through the needle's eye. The awakened heart is a lamb. Protect it by the hem of your robe. Hurry and get out of this wind, for the weather is turning bad. And when you have left this storm, you will become a fountain. You will find a friend, and there will always be one nearby to nourish your soul. And with your soul always green, you will grow tall like a tree, flowering and leafing always with sweet, light fruit, whose growth is within your interior. Take a deep breath. Release the breath and melt into the music of Richard Schulman and love.